7 minutes past 6. Hello and welcome to Sports Day. The mouthguards have gone back in at Tullamarine. It used to be Windy Hill, not so anymore. And Essendon, we can tell you tonight, have gone back to basics. They've told the board, they've told their players, they're scaling back the game plan and they're going back to the contested, the effort-based, the pressure-based side that made them a blue-collar finals team last year. The question is going to be, is it too late? A huge game against the Tigers on Saturday night for so many reasons. Yes, it's dream time. Yes, it's a huge game at the G. But this footy side, who was so impressive under Ben Rutten last year, need to start winning games of football if there is a glimmer of hope that they can get back up the ladder in 2022. So the question is simple for Bombers fans, 133-693. What are you expecting on Saturday night? Because everyone that you've spoken to has probably said there's got to be a response. The question is going to be, how long for? So 133-693, what are your expectations Saturday night? Is it a must-win game? Is it you don't think there's any chance they can win? Do you just want to see four quarters? Have you realigned your expectations drastically in the way that Essendon's football department have realigned the message to their players about effort, about consistency, about pressure? 133-693. We've got Spinalese pillows to give away. We've got family passes to Skydeck. We've got Signet Power Boost Banks as well, valued at over $60. Give us a call, 133-693. Very good evening to Bruce Eva.
Very good evening to you too, Sam. Good evening, everyone. I'm sure most Bomber fans would be just hoping that the time for talk is over. We know it's the nature of the industry with the coach having to face the media a couple of times during the week, and the size of the media industry covering football these days means that it has just been talked about ad nauseum. But, what type of reaction are we going to get? They've got the two resurgent sides before they've got their mid-season bye, being the Tigers, obviously, in Dreamtime, and then a trip to Adelaide to take on Port Adelaide, 2-7.
And those two games weren't looking scary 4 weeks ago.
Exactly. That's why, the two resurgent sides, the two wins, fell over the line against the Adelaide Crows and a massive last, quarter and a half against Hawthorn. They haven't beaten Richmond for 8 years. The Tigers won the past 11. I think they're getting anyone of note back into the side either. So,
and then after the bye, Beef?
Your Blues and then my
Saints.
Which
is a significant day for the footy club, isn't it? The 150th anniversary.
Yep, 150th anniversary and then a Friday night game against my Saints. So it's
doesn't get easier.
It does not get any easier. How they respond in just over 48 hours' time is going to be one of the most fascinating, if not the most fascinating, story of the weekend.
Yeah, so just to reiterate, so Josh Marnie and Ben Rutten have gone to the board and said that they are going to strip it back and basically realign their focus because they're not getting what they want, they're not getting the execution that they want, to just the basics of what made them a finals team last year. Now, that in itself is not drastic or necessarily dramatic. There are plenty of footy clubs, and I know of at least two others, who the footy department have gone to the board and talked to them about realigning elements of their game styles. It does happen fairly regularly in footy. The sexy part of this is that the Bombers are 2-7 and that there is something going on at that footy club, which we don't understand, that in 10 games they've gone from playing in a final to being third bottom on the ladder. That's what makes it an interesting story. Let's